Let us just start the Gemara on Kuflamet Vav on the Aleph, the bottom Shura. Itma meis b'seich shloishim v'omdo v'niskatsha. That a person had a child, and then the husband died, and then the child died b'seich shloishim v'omdo v'niskatsha. And she was under the impression that since the child lived after her husband had died, so there's no shayla of yibum. There's no shayla of yibum alishu. Then niskatcha, so she went and got married. But now this child died b'seich shloishim. Omar Ravine mishmei derove im eishes Yisrael hi. If she got now married to a Yisrael, chaylatzes. So then we give her chalitze. Im eishes koini ein no chaylatzes. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Sablad b'seich lamed leidose b'leihar yulovev ben elohu v'chai la'achal mises oviv v'al yodai hoya poitra noise min ha'chalitza im hoya bar kayome. They would have patterned her from chalitza because of this child. Omdav niskat shalach hazman l'fisha svuro she'eino zekuko liyovom. She is under the impression that she's not zokuk to a yod. Im eishes Yisraeli, im einoi koyen zes sheniskat sheloi, umutar b'chalutze. So this person is permitted to marry a chalutze. Is chaylatzes. So then, even though she's married already, we'll give her chalitze min hasof. V'achar kach tinosei. And afterwards they'll make nesuin. So Memele, so even though we have a Sufik, maybe she is a Yevama Leshut, maybe the Vlad is a Naples, so we'll give Chalitza. That is, if Himeshus Yisrael, Himeshus Koini ain't a Chalitza. Svim Koinu Rashi says, She'im Tachlo it's Tehei Asur Aloi, then she'll be Asa, Som Chinon, then we rely Ada Rabbona. We rely on the Rabbonon who are Acholik and Rab Shimon ben Elozo. We rely on the Rabbonon that hold that Yisaymech and Reif, and you do not need, since Reif Moshim ain't a Mapila, so Mamela, so this is, this child is not a Nefel. Vomrin and Lav Nefel who, Ve'ene Chelatzes. So he says, by Anashis Yisrael, we're Chayish, for Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we're Matzrech Chalitze. By Anashis Koyen, we're Seymech Mikir Adin and the Rabbonin, and we're Seymech Hanroi. That's what Ravina said. B'Shem Rav. V'Rav Shrevye Mishmei Derova Oma, Achazu V'Achazu Chaylatzes. That by an Eishes Koyin, you'll also give Chalitza. And Poshet will be a Din Teitze. Oma Lei Ravina Le Rav Shrevye, Bu'ulte Oma Rove Hochi, Letzav Chohodabe. So Ravina told Rav Shrevye, you're taking right. Rove Taki said, that Zuv is Zuv Chalitzes, but that he said at night. But in the morning, he was Chayza, and he said, that an Eishes Koyin doesn't need Chalitza. He was matter, Yeirabo, the Tishro Tarbo, you should be matter Chalev, and people should see that what kind of Matirim you are. They shouldn't be Seimech on your Psokim. Let us see Rashi. Lo'ulta merova hochiki de ka'amre, ta'achazu va'achazu cheletzes. Letzafra hodabei v'omar eishes koyin eino cheletzes. Omar le'rav shrevye le'ravine shrisu aboloi cholitze v'avrisu ad rabban shimin. You were over on divrei rab shimin. He says you were seimach an roi v'yeravo de tishron chelev ba'achiva. Zog toises. V'im eishes koyin hi eino cheletzes. Hiksha harav moishim ibahayim. So Memele, it seems that Pshat is, since by an Eishes Koyin, we don't have an Eitzah, if we will be Chayish for Rav Shimon Gamliel, so, and we'll give Chalitza, we'll be Chayish, maybe it's an Eif, and we'll give Chalitza, so come out, then she'll be also Lebaila. So in order not to be Mavkiya, Mi Baila, we're saying Mechand Rabbon. Hiksha Rav Moshe, Mi Bahayim, V'Tachloit, let's give her Chalitza. Uma bekach. What are you afraid of? He says, the chalitza will accomplish that she's not a yevama l'shuk. Ah, you'll say, because of the chalitza, now the husband will have to give her a get if he's a koyin. Amrinim b'soyf perik sheini di yevamis. The sofik chalutza heicha de nichnisa shalye. This nan hosa min kodmu v'kontzu ha'imetzin miyodam. Amrinim b'gmore ton yishila afilu shneyem kehanim. My time a chalutza de rabbonon al sofik chalutza loigoz. Now the Gemara in Yevamis is speaking about such a case. You had two sisters that were married to two different people. They were married to Reuven, one married Reuven and one married Shimon. And this Reuven and Shimon are not related whatsoever. Now we don't know though which sister got married to Reuven and which sister got married to Shimon. So the Gemara relates such a maisa that Reuven died and Shimon died. And Reuven had two brothers, so Reuven's two brothers gave chalitza to the two sisters. So what really happened? So that means as follows. I said, so one sister, Zicha, needed chalitza, because she was married to Reuven, and she became a chalitza. The other sister is Shimon's wife, so the chalitza of the second brother is Gonish Mitgonish. Now, Shimon's two brothers, it says, in Kodmu Vikonsu, Shimon's two brothers were Miyabim, or they married the two sisters. So it says, in Kodmu Vikonsu, Ein Maitzi in Miyod. Now, in Kodmu Vikonsu comes to tell us, Sheila said, Afilu, Shimon was a Kohen. So Memela, Shimon's two brothers that married the two sisters, so one of the brothers was Miyabim Shimon's wife, no problem whatsoever. The other brother married Reuven's wife, which was now a chalutza. So the other brother married Reuven's wife, which is a chalutza, and he's a koyin. So it says, in kodmu v'konsu, ein maitziyim miyodam, we don't shepherd them. He says, even though one of the Shimon's two brothers, one of them, both of them are kahanim, and one of them is Zicha married to a chalutza, in Kodmu v'Konsu, ein meitzi in miyodom, my time, chalutza de rabbonon, al sofek chalutza loy gozru. So by a sofek chalutza, they were not geyser. The sofek chalutza, they weren't geyser. So Memele, so Tosfos is asking, so fakert, let us go and give chalutza over here. Fakert, we're going to gain a gevalt. By giving chalitza, we're the chshash. Afilu, it's a rabbon and the chshash. We're afraid maybe it's a nafel. But there's a chshash of yevama l'shuk, so the chalitza will take it off. And now that he's a kohen, so sofek chalutza loigozel. Now the problem is that the Gemara says in Yevamis, in kodmu v'konsu ein maitzin miyodo. Kodma v'konsu v'aistois, that means, if they would have asked us, l'chatchile, these two brothers, are we allowed to marry them? It seems we would tell them, chas v'shalom, it's a sofik chalutza. Man, you're not allowed to marry a sofik chalutza. Kodma v'konsu, now they're married already, to be mafkia, so memele, we're not mafkia. So what is tois v'skashe? Here the shayla is what to do. Should you make nesu'in? Shouldn't you make nesu'in? Main with so what is Tosfos Kasha? Let's give chalitza. So ain't from the beide. Either Tosfos holds that they made Erisin already. So Erisin is also equivalent to Kodmu V'Konsu. Kodmu V'Konsu, even though Kodmu V'Konsu means Nisuin, Efshe Tosfos holds Erisin is also equivalent. She's married already. So now that she's married, so there's a din. So even though there it's speaking about that he's married to a Sofik Chalutza. And here he's married to Anisha, we're going to give her Chalutza. But since he's married already, since he's married to Memele, so here's a din, the criteria is not Nisuin, Erisin is also equivalent to Nisuin. And since they're married, so So there'll only be Safek Chalitza, so Safek Chalutza Legozru. That's one way you could learn Pshat. Others want to learn Pshat, the Maram in Asugye, and the Ritva in Yevamis, he wants to be Medayek from Atayis, but also like this, the Magi and the Ritva in Yevamis, that Taisvis holds that Afilu Lachatchila you're allowed to marry a Safek Chalutza. So then it's shver the Lashon HaGemara, because the Lashon of the HaGemara, the Gemara says Chalutza Darabonan Val Safek Chalutza Leigazru. Seems that it's Leigazru. So what do you do with the beginning of the Gemara though? The Gemara Vayisteis Afke Im Kodmu V'Kansu. So there are two mahalchim, how to say pshat in Yeni Gemara, why davke in kodmu v'kontzu. The Yash Resh Yaakov wants to say a pshat, in kodmu v'kontzu, ein mitzi miyodam b'emesin is telling us a gewaldike chiddush. Just like there's a loche by shnei shvilin, and on one shvil there's a kever, on the other shvil there's no kever, and two people walked, each one walked on a besondere shvil. So one became Tamei and one is Toher. So the halacha is, if each one comes to Bezna b'fnei Atzmai, so each one is Toher, Zeba b'fnei Atzmai, Zeba b'fnei Atzmai. They both come together, so Bezna cannot paskin to them, they're both Toher, because one is Icha Tamei. So Memele, so the Asher Shaki wants to say that there the Gemara says a gewaldik Kiddush. Im Kodmu v'kontzu, if each one would come bazunder to Bezin and say, listen, I married a Safek Chalutza, so what I do now? So then Bezin would tell him, no, it's a Safek Darabon Lehokel. But even, maybe a Filo Chatchili allowed to marry, but if both came together, so there, that's the Kiddush. Im Kodmu v'kontzu, now both come and ask a Shaila, so Lechayre, even though there we should paskin to them, listen, one of you is zichem married to chalutza, afal pikein ein meitziyim yodam. But that's dafkim kodmu v'konso. He says the chaymer of that you need kodmu v'konso is because it's speaking about shneim bo b'basachas. The Asher Resh Yaakov wants to demand such a svarah. Or there is another svarah that there could be we are machme l'chatchile to marry one of the two, because there is ikva isure. Because there we have two nashim in front of us, and one is avadai chalutze. So there's a chaymer of a taruvis of ikva isure. That means, well, let's say, for example, I have the Rambam shita sofik de reise lekula. But if I have two pieces of meat in front of me, one is chaylev and one is shuman, and I don't know which one is the chaylev, which one is the shuman, there the Rambam also sofik de reise lechumre. Because a suffix of ikva isure, that means I have klar isur in front of me, this is a suffix of Russian roulette, that means there's zicha isur here. The shaila is, am I going to be pegayin with the isur, yes or no? By a suffix of ikva isure, so there the Rambam paskin suffix the reise lechumre. And the shach says, afilu yod suffix the rabbono lekule, but a suffix of ikva isure, he paskin suffix the rabbono lechumre. So others want to say that the Gemara in Yevamis is worse than our Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamis is speaking about we have ikva yisure. That means there are two women of us, these two sisters, and one of them is Icha Chalutza. And I'm going to marry one of these two sisters. I feel it to be one brother that's marrying one of the two sisters. So he's playing Russian roulette over there. One of these two is a Chalutza. So there we only say in Kodam Vekonas, if he married already, ain't mitziyim yodim. But l'chatchila we will not permit him to marry. Masha'inkein over here there's no ikva isure. There's a suffix. Is she a chalutza? Is she not a chalutza? There's a suffix. Was the vlad a nefel or wasn't it a nefel? So here there's not a suffix of ikva isure. So here Taisus holds, afilu lechatchila, koyin is permitted to marry a suffix chalutza. So Mamela, so Taisus is asking Akasha, so this should be the preferable thing to do. Give chalitza, there's no shayla of Yevama Lashuk, and fakelta, that Safek chalutza, he's permitted lechatchila to marry her. Or as we said before, because maybe after Eresin, here's the din of Kodam v'Kodam. V'oimer Rebbe, the high, the ainai chaylets is b'shmaiten, You're right. That's why we say she shouldn't get chalitza is not because he'll have to go and give her a get, because he won't have to give her a get. But since we can get away without chalitza, if we'll be saimach on the rabbona, we'll get away without chalitza is mutav shalei tachlik. So it's better to do this and not to give chalitza. Why? What's so bad about chalitza? Shalei lo haitzi laz al boneho. Because if she's going to get chalitza and the husband is a kohen, so then there might be a tzos laz al boneho. So therefore, in order to avoid that, because people put two and two together. He's a kohen, and chalitza is a davar mefusim. No, so we know already what the children are. So in order to avoid a tzos laz, so therefore it is better bechlal not to give chalitza. Ke'ein shemotzino, and to be seimechan the rabbonon, who hold that you seimechan roiv, that roiv noshim vlad ma'al yin yod. Where do we see such an inyan? Ke'ein shemotzino beperik basra diyavon. This now, ha'ishe shaholach baila v'tzaroso limdinas hayom. That is speaking about that a woman, her husband, and her tzarech went limdinas hayom. Her husband with another wife went limdinas hayom. Ubo va'omru lo meis bailech. They come back with a psure that her husband died. So memeila, she didn't have any children. And when the tzara went, the tzara also didn't have any children. But could be in between, the tzara became uberes. So the Gemara says, loy tinasei v'loy tisyabit. The vow, she's not allowed to get married. Maybe she's a yevame. Maybe her husband died without children, so she's not allowed to get married, l'shuk. V'loy tisyabit. No, if she can't get married, so let her become this yabim. No. She can't become this yabim either, acheteida, till she'll find out what happened. What are we afraid of? Shema muberes soros. Maybe the tzor is muberes. Now if the tzor is muberes, so memele, so now Yezicha can't get married. Ein avlat poiter acheyetze lavir oilo. So memele, if the tzor is muberes, so memele, she's not muta l'shuk, because avlat only patels when he comes out of this world, Anubo does not patar ayivome, and leider gisa to become nisyabim, she's also not permitted to be nisyabim since the tzar is muberes. Is memele is loyti nasei veloyti shab. Ba'oma b'gemara ulo'ilom. So the gemara, so this is going to be forever. You're not going to know. We don't have any means of communication. We know the husband died, so now forever she won't be able to get married and she won't be able to be nisyam. Omar Ziri, so Ziri said, no, it's not forever. There's a soft to this problem. Gimel la'atzma. For herself alone, she can't get married till three chadoshi. That is the cloud that every isha that was married, even the husband went away, even though he was a zok and she's an islandist, they asked her three chadoshim al tzavchone, that we should know if she's muberes, that it's a child of the first one. Anyway, so gimul la'atzma. So the first 3 months, she is shalsedin of avchonet, she is not allowed to get married. Pass, but we have to wait another 6 months, l'chavoto. Because, then the chaylatzas mimonavshech. He says, well, wait 9 months. Now after 9 months, we can give our chalitza mimonavshech. Pass. She'im nisabra tzarosa v'yolda b'teres l'shuk. So now, after 9 months, we'll give this one chalit. So we don't know what's tzutzuch with the tzara. She'im nisabra tzarosa v'yolda. So she doesn't need chalit. It's muteres l'shuk b'loi chalit. V'im loi nisabra, if the tzara never became uberes, arlei chalitza p'teres. So that was Ze'iri Zeitze. Ze'iri Zeitze said we give her 9 months, and faltik, and then we'll give her chalitza misafik, and then she's allowed to get married. Rabbi Yochanan Amar la'atzma, because of herself, gimel. She'd only have to wait 3 months. Abba l'chavotah. Because of this safik, I don't know was tutzach with the tzore. Did the tzore have a vlad? Did the tzore not have a vlad? Lo ilum. So because of that suffix, she's never allowed to get married. Why shouldn't she be allowed to get married? Let's give a chalitza after 9 months, and we have a maman of shech. Mishani gzeira shema yehei vlad shel kayoma. Maybe it'll be a vlad shel kayoma. That'll be a vlad shel kayoma. So it comes out that the chalitza was not a chalitza. The nimsa, let's if she didn't get married yet, matzricha kruz lekohune. So now you'll have to make a kruz that she's muta lekohune. The vial after 9 months we'd made chalitza, and if we find out after 5 years that the tzore had a vlad, so the mail will come out, will have to be machriz that the chalitza that was given 5 years ago was an unnecessary chalitza, that she's muta lekohune. So Mamela, in order to avoid this cruz, we don't permit her to get married. So if we find out 5 years later that she had a vlad, we avoided the cruz about chalitz and she can get married now. Frek the Gemara, what's the whole problem with the cruz? Let us make the cruz. What's the problem? Let us make the cruz. The Baal give her now chalitz to get married. If later we'll find out that the chalitz was unnecessary, so we'll make a cruz that this woman is not a chalutz. So the Gemara says the steig dachnish. Why? Dilme ike dahavi b'chalitzi. There may be people who 5 years ago were aware of the chalitzi, lehavu b'charoze, and they are not by the charoze. Ba'omru, and now what is going to happen if she didn't get married in this 5 year period? And after we find out that it's a head of lot, now she'll get married to a Koyin. And now someone who was not up to date and did not hear that the chalitza was an unnecessary chalitza, va'omru, they will say, kasharu chalutza lekohune. People might come to a conclusion and say that sharu chalutza lekohune. So therefore, even we don't know what could be. This is only a suffix. Maybe we'll find out what's with the tzore. And maybe she'll get married to a kohen. And maybe people say, kashor chalutza lakuna. But because of all these maybes, alma onu ma'agnin ishazu la'olam, mishum taima de nimtza matzricha kruz lakuna. Olakach ein onu manichin lachleit. So we don't permit her to get chalitza now because of all this tzodim that people might eventually come and say that a chalitza is muta lekohune. B'chol shkein hoche, over here, she's married already to a kohen. She eshli mona yoisim a chalitza v'kalameichesh tvei shalo yoimru kashoru chalitza lekohune. The Koskin could be, Taisus and Yavamis explains a little better. That here, she's married already. Here she's married to a Koyin. And after she got married, you give her chalitza. The Hosam, the Shechaletzes, Lachan Nisuin, Yaimru Kamu Rabbonon Bimilse, the Nefalu, Lekach Utzruchu Chalitza. That means the people will look at this maisa very modern. She got married, nothing happened. She's married. All of a sudden, we make a whole tumu, we give her chalitza. Now why do we give her now chalitza? So the people come to a conclusion, Mistama, we found out now that child is an eifel. That's why they didn't go and give chalitza. So the chalitza now seems to show us that what we didn't know before, we know now. Before she got married, we didn't know that the vlad was a nefel. Now we know the vlad is a nefel. And we're giving her a chalitz, and she's now married to a kohen. So memele, it's shaklech. So people will come and say, sharu chalutza lekohen. So memele, in order to avoid that, it is preferable to be seimech and the rabbonon, who hold that you seimech and roi. that the Rabbanan hold that the Reib Noshim blood ma'al yid yoldon, and you do not have to be chayish at all, that this blood is an eifer. The Meshis Koin he ain no chaylatzes. You don't give chalitza. The chayu, because I assume the chayu. Afilu ki loisho. Afilu it was not shosh loishim yoin. Ke rabbonon. Like the rabbonon who acholik al rab shimim gimliyo. Ke de ise ba acholitz. Like the Gemara says an acholitz. The Gemara says an acholitz. The rabbonon hold you do not have to be chayish for an apple. The rabbonon hold that you say mechan roi. So we say mechan the rabbon. Vodam rinan la'el da halacha ki rab shimim gimliyo. Dr. Tyson's Rav Yehuda Mishmul said, Alochi Kab Shimon Gamliel, and now we say we pass them like the Rabbonah. Hainu davke beishes Yisrael, ava beishes koin like haimelen kevos eilat zricha chalitza, ayuva eishes koini. The Rosh says a little sharper dachsach mea. Vahodam rinon halochi kerab Shimon Gamliel, hainu lechumre. He says, Lechumre, we're chayish for Shitas Rab Shimon Gamliel. What is the Lechumre? Linyin behemish and ishchata toiches. We're chayish for Rab Shimon Gamliel. Lois rabachila, le'inyin shimeshis Yisrael ichayletzes. He says, Lechumre, we're chayish for Rab Shimon Gamliel. It's not that's halachetak. Lechumre, but when it comes to an ernst amatzit, then we're saying meiker adin and the rabbono that we are not chayish that the child is a neif. We hear in the Mishnah on Daf Kufla Medalad on the Beis as follows. The Mishnah says Safik va'androgenes ein mechalin olav es haShabbos. Hanigei alonu androgenes and androgenes is ein mechalin olav es haShabbos. That if the bris falls out on Shabbos, we do not make a meal on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'androgenes. Rabbi Yehuda says you could make a meal on an androgenes b'Shabbos. So it seems Rabbi Yehuda holds that an androgenes is a vaday zocher and is a chiyuv meal. Omar Rab Shizvi, Omar Rab Chizde. Loi lechoil Omar Rabbi Yehuda androgenes zocher. Not legabi all halachas. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold androgynous as a din of a zocha? She'im ata oimakein, if you will say that androgynous has a din of a zocha, legabi all hilchus ha-teire, be'erchin ye'orech, so'y bezoi, in inyone erchin, like someone was marich and androgynous, there should also be a din erchin. So the Gemara says, and who tells you there's no din erchin by an androgynous? The Gemara says, it's a baraisa. The sanya hazocho v'loi tumtim v'androgynous. Locha yol hazocho. We'll see, Rashi says it's a miyit, the hay is memayit. Hazocho, and not an androgynous. Yocho lo yehei be'erech ish. Okay, an androgynous that has simone zachos and simone nakvis. So maybe the meat is that he doesn't have the erich of a zocha. Avo ye be erich isha. Talmud loyma ha zocha ve'im nekevehi. So ve'im is also an a meat. That dafka nekeve vadai v'loy androgynous. Zocha vadai nekeve vadois v'loy tumtum v'androgynous. So memela, so we see in this baraisa that is no din elchin by an androgynous. Ustam sifro Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, so the Rabbi Yehuda that says that that on Yibal an androgynous on Shabbos, he holds that an androgynous does not have a din zocha legabi elchin. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak afanan nami tanina. Another case that Rabbi Yehuda, this is stam sifro. I have another case, an often a member of Rabbi Yehuda, that you see, Klor Rabbi Yehuda holds that an androgynous is not even din of a zocher. Omar Rav Nachma Yitzchak Afanana Mitanine. Hakel Ksheirim Lekadesh. By Kiddush Meichatos, there's a miut of the Nosan, the Loi Venosno. That in the Keve, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Adrosha. That an akeva is not permitted to make kiddush meichatos. She's not allowed to put the ifer alamayim. So we learned as follows. Hakel kshedim lekadesh chutz mecheres sheite vekotten. The Tanakhama holds there's no miyut of an isha. Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekotten upoisel beisha viandroigenes. So we see klal that Rabbi Yehuda holds legavi hechshir that an androigenes is a din of an isha. Shma mino. So we see davke gabe mila. Frag the Gemara or Maishna Mila, Manavshech, if you see Lagabi Ade Hulchas HaTayre, we're done in Androgynous that has a Sofik Zocho, it's not a Vaday Zocho, it doesn't have Dini Zocho, so why is it Toyche Shabbos? Mishum Dersiv, Himay Lochem, Kol Zocho. So here by Mila, there's a Ribuy of Kol Zocho, a fellow on Androgynous. Zot Rashi, Loilachol Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Loilachol Dava Mohidin that Regne Zachu, Elle Yemila Bavat, Yalef Leim Ribuye de Krok in the Lakamot, Shima Taimel Zachu, Lachol Dava, is Beerchen Yeore, Haime Erko Yala Yarichayo, Hazacha, Hey Yeseira Kodorish, the Gabi Nekeve Dorish, Veim Yeseira, Veloy Tumtum van Regnes. Vastam sifro hu, the betayres koinim tanyelo, vastam sifro rab Yehuda, lakadish mechates loseis eifer alamoy, marshir bekotten upoisel beisha, this is rab Yehuda, time him a forish beside the yuma beperikim, of venos amvelay venos no, vandroigenish mamnad rab Yehuda ki isha mashvilay. So Mamela, so why by Mila do we say that is Deicha Shabbos? It says Kol Zocho Ribuyahu. So this is Marbe and Androgynous. Zok Taisus. Visanye Hazocho Viloitumtum Vandroigenes. He says, we brought a Baraisa, that the Baraisa was Memayit Androgynous from Hazocho. Rashi said pshat that it's a hey yeseire by nekeva we darshan v'him yeseire. Taisus at first did not want to learn like this. Hashta mashme from the pashtas of the Gemara, mashme the dorish miloshen zochor unekeve. Not that there's a special miut. Here it says hazochor v'him nekeve. No, the pashtas of the Gemara what is gewesen. That it says Zocho, so an androgynous is not about a Zocho on the cave. Let me to the day. The Hazocho ve'im nekeve. Why? How is it Mucha? The im lekein, if you will say that what? That the reason we're mamayet androgynous is because of the special miyet of the hay and the ve'im. My kaparich besamuch umayishna gabi mila. What's the kasha? My kaparich b'mira lo gabis androgynous. V'ad rabbi. Tzorich miyut gabi erchin lemuti androgynous. That means if you will say the way Rashi says, that it would say zocher in the cave, so an androgynous would also be bechlal. The only reason we might an androgynous is because there's a special hay and there's a meat of hay in the cave. So what is the Gemara's kasha by Mila? Mila fakir. I don't have a meat, so it's nichla bochlal zocha. What in the kol zocha? So maishle gabi Mila maikro tzorich b'mila rabbis androgynous va'ada rabbis tzorich meat gabi erchin lemuti androgynous. Ela kocha. So if the Gemara does it, so you have to say, love me yitur de kroka mamayit loy, me'erech ish v'ish. Not that there's a yitur that tells me not androgynous. Ela mi mashmois de zocha on the keva. So you have to learn pshat in the Gemara, that we're mamayit androgynous from the mashmois. V'ad rabbe. Yeah. Ehilkach, tzorikra b'mila, l'rabbis androgynous. So therefore, now the whole sugi is good. So Mamela, if Pashta de Kroz Memayit Androgynous, Zochas Memayit Androgynous, so Mamela, the Gemara says, so why by Mila are you Marba Androgynous? So the Gemara says, it says Kol Zocha. Vechein Mashme Nami, from the second Aloch, the Gabi Kiddush Memayit Androgynous, By Kiddush Mechatos, according to Rabbi Yehuda Memamayit Androidnes, B'loi Shum Yito, K'demuchach Bepeirik Torach Bekalfi B'yume. The Omar, the Gemara says in Yume, T'nan Hosom Hakil K'sherim L'kadesh, to make it to be Mekadesh Mechatos. Omer Forish, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that an Isha cannot be a Mekadesh Minolon. Omakro, the Nosan, the Loi, the Nosano. He says, the Pasuk says, Davke, that is Zocho, not in the cave. It's not a special meat, it says a Loshan Zocho. Omehi, Taime, the Memayet Isha, Memayet Androgynous. If I can't say, Memayet, the Nosan, the Loi, Isha, the Nosan, the Loi, Androgynous. So Memela, Zaydav Melanam Shat, so Memela, we have here, so Sai, the Miut, so he says, the Miut of the miut of Mekadesh Mechatos is Zichah, not a special meat. It's only a Loshen Zochel. So Mestaver, the miut of Erchin is also Stamazi because it says Zochel. So Meir the Gemara is very good. So why are we Marba by Mila, Androgynous? It also says Zochel. So the Gemara says, because there it says Kol Zochel. This is a Cheshbin from the Sugya alone, without the Kiyitz. Aber the kosher le Rebbe the benide perik hamapeles. Aber the Gemara nide when the Gemara brings down this halacha of Elchin, my sin in hach milse de Elchin vekoma taime de kosa brachmone hazocho ve'im nikeve. The Gemara says klar. The whole reason we're memayit androgynous, because it says these two miutim hazochim nikeve. Ami zocher nekeve luchud, but we just would have said zocher on the keve lehavim a meitlo. Alme, so you see, klar for the Gemara needed mi yiture de ve'im veheida zocher kadorish. So memele the cheshbon was beautiful, but the Gemara says faker. Va'im a reb. So therefore, because of this kasha, so Tosfos is chayzer. The vaday mi yiture kadorish kedamash mos. If you need a yitur to be mamayit androgynous, so why do you need a ribui to be marb androgynous by mila? Oh, the itzrich kol zocher gabi mila le rabbis androgynous. Ki heiched alay neilav melchim. That means after the meal. That it says that it would say zocher alone. I would say androgynous is also zocher. So it says a miut hazoch. So now I know that an androgynous does not fall into the category of zocha by Els. It's keheichid leinel of some meila. Now I would learn out. So by Elch and Eva Gilu Yakro that an androgynous is it does not even din of a zocha. So meila bechola teire kula I would learn out from Elchin. The leinel of me Elchin. We shouldn't learn out from Elchin. As before, there's no miut by kiddush. This is the lashon zocher. The yafinim elchin. Now we learn out from elchin. By elchin eistis, I have a miut that we see that androgynous does not have a dinei zocher. So memeila misvay wouldn't be memayit, but now I am memayit. So memeila now I learn out kiddush from elchin. So Mamela so and I would learn that Mila also from Elchin. So therefore I need a pasuk by Mila. Frektach Tosfos, why do you learn out Kiddush from Elchin? Now Lamais I have two pasuk. I have one pasuk by Elchin that androgynous is not Bechlal Azoch. I have another pasuk by Mila that an androgynous is Bechlal Azoch. Now I have a third part. Now I have a halacha by kiddush. So mehechi teisi, you should learn out kiddush from Elchin, that an androgynous is no good. Learn out kiddush from mila, androgynous is good. So teisi says, I mean mila lo yalfinon. We don't learn out from mila that androgynous is bechlal zocher. The islam lemelev me Elchin lechumre. That means there's a klal, just like by a hekish, there's a klal. Lekula lechumre makshinon. So by a mamatzina, there's also such a klal. If I don't know from which one to learn out, I learn out lechumre. So therefore,
Kiddush, we learn now from Ella. Upostel lekadosh.
Period.
V'hod ha'omal Rav b'hamapeles. Perktach Toysvis. Rav says in Hamapeles, Tumtum v'andreigene shero loiven v'oidem ka'achas. We have a halacha that a ishe is metame ba'oidem and a ish is metame ba'loidem. That means a ish is metame b'riyas keri and a ish is metame b'riyas dam nidah. So now the Gemara says in Mapeles, what if you have an androgynous? Let's speak about the end of the second halacha. An androgynous, shero loiven ba'oidem ka'achas. That this androgynous was raw keri and was raw dam. Ein chayovin al bias migdosh. So if this androgynous goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not chayav akol. V'soyofen olov es ha-trume. But trume, you'll burn the trume mimonavshe. If it's a zocher, so it became tomei b'loivin. If it's an akev, it became tomei b'oide. But he's not chayav al bias migdosh. V'navkelei hosom bias migdosh. Why is there no din bias migdash by an androgynous? Idachsiv mizochor vad mekeivo tishaleichu. There it says the din shiluach machnas applies by a zochor by an akeve. So the Gemara darshins zochor vadai mekeivo vadois is a din shiluach v'loi tumtum vadroigenes. Fine. So memele, so we mamayit an androgynous. Uporich hosom and ra b'chol eichod d'chsiv zochar o nekeve l'mo'uti tumtem v'adroigenitz. Some of it because it says zochar yomamayit androigenitz. V'hosanye, we learned by Elchen that the whole reason we are memayit androigenitz because it says ha-zochar. The time at the cost of Rachmona ha-zochar v'im nekeve. So therefore, that is why we are memayit androgynous by Elchen. Aber stamozoi, we wouldn't be memayit. So the Gemara is asking a kasha and Rav. So why are you memayit androgynous? Von shiluach machnes, because says mizocha vad nekeve tishaleichu. Stamozoi, von zocha nekeve na memayit androgynous. Fregt euch Teusis, wa hashta maika porich. Taisus, we had just had a lomdus over here. We had just had a lomdus. That is true. That from Zohar alone, you wouldn't be Mamayit. But now that I have a mir, so now we learn out from Elchin. So my kaporech, the beloy yito, nami, shaper, Mamayit, tumtum, vadroigenes. Now, mishum di alfinon mi Elchin. Because we learn out from Elchin. So memele, so what's the kashan rav? You need taka hazocha v'im nekeva, but now afterwards, now I learn out b'chola terekula from Elchen. Yeshloi mar dechi gomri me'erchen l'chumre, kemoi gabi kiddush. By kiddush, v'klaren gashayle, is an androgynous posel l'kiddush meichatos. So we learn now from Elchen, just like Elchen, he doesn't have a din zocha, who had din by Kiddush. Avo le kule, but here we're speaking about kulas. Le poi troi mi bias migdosh, kshero loiven v'oidem ka'achas. Here we want to learn how to cool it. Is that mechuyif to go out? That mechuyif to bring a kolben. Lo yalfinem Elchen. Ela adarabe yalfinen mimila lechumre lechayvoy albias migdosh. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Rav, eis t'stamazay to be memayit, you can't be memayit. Because you see, you need a special hazoch of him in the cave. So memayla novos, let us learn out from Elchen. How do you know to learn out from Elchen? Let's learn out from Mila. By Mila it says that an androgynous has a din zocha. So Mamela sofa kelso, the klal of lakula lachumra lachumra makshina, so here the chumra is, you should have a din zocha. There should be a halacha of bias migdash. That is the Gemara's kasha. So the whole Gemara's kasha is, let's learn out from Mila. The Sfas Emes asks, what's the kasha we should learn out from Mila? Who says Bechlal that we pass in like Rav Yehuda? That means according to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda is a posik by Mila. So Mamela, and so now there is a shaila. So how do you know to learn out bias migdash from Elchin? Learn out bias migdash from Mila, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Some like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, the Chacham Achayle ka Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mamela, so Mamela, what's Pachlo? So we're back to the shaila. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's learn out from Elchin. The Dachshund reflect the Sfas Emes. About Kaponim, Taisma says the Gemara's Kasha, and Rav, that we should learn out from Mila. But Miu Kasha Lareb, Mahod Tani Bepchayres Bepeirek Eilu Mumin. Like the Taisus Akashe from Agmarim Chayres, Hazochal V'loy Hanikayve. Yeah, this is speaking about an oilam. It says Haz Mahad Etani BeChayres BeBekei LeMumin. The Gemara says in Chayres as follows: Hazochal V'loy Hanikayve. Shayma LeMata Zochal Shein Talmud LaIma. Why does it say Nachamol Zochal LaHitzi Tumtum VaDroigne? Hash the Amai it's the Rikro, the Maya Tumtum Badroiganish, She'einam Kedoshim Leoilo, another mute. Give a Yito. There's another time Zohar to be Maya Tumtum Badroiganish. Vector Taisvis, why do you need a new mute? Typically, Mishum, the Alfin and Mielchen, we can learn now from Elchen, just like by Kiddush we learn now from Elchen. L'chumre, see that what you can be magdish androgynous for an oilam. Da haino chumre, she ain kedusha chal alei v'tzorich lahavi kol benach. So memele, so why do you need here for the Gemara in Pcheres Feises? You need a new miut to be mait androgynous. Can't let's learn out. Wherever it says a loshen zocha, we learn out from Elchim. Ubedoichik oimari. So the Ri wanted to say a doichik. That what? That this din, that an androgynous cannot be brought for a korban oile, the adrabe hi kula. This is a kula that you don't bring an androgynous. What's the kula? She'im leimotzo elo androgynous. If he only has an androgynous, so what will the din be? Yeah, yoy, so if we're mamayat androgynous, zochavle androgynous, Yehoshiv a bottle, so he'll be potter to bring. Ke ancha motzinu gabi suke beperek lulav agosa. The Gemara says a similar svore in suke beperek lulav agosa. The sanye Rab Yehuda imam ain't suke neheges elo bedalad minin shebelulav. That schach can only be bedalad minim shebelulav. Nakal bochayim, vadin noisin, ma lulav. Just like Madach Lulav, Sheinai Belelis Kibayomim, it is only Noyig at by day, not by night. It's, the din is that it's the only Kibayitza with Dalad Minim. Sukkah, which is Amor Chomadik Mitzvah, it's Noyig Belelis Kibayomim, Avad Givis, the Schach can only be from the Dalad Minim Shibalut. So Mamela, it's a Kalvachayma. Amru loy, said the Chachamim, told Rabbi Yehuda, kol din sha'ata dom, shetchilosei lahachme. It's starting off with a chumre. You're saying a chumre, you can't use bamboos for schach. You can only use dalad minim. So starting off with a chumre. Abo v'soifoi, but this chumre will bring with itself eventually a kula. Soifi lo ka'ein edin. What's the kula? What'll be the din leimotza dalad minim? He doesn't have dalad minim. He only has bamboos. Is he mechuyev to sit in the sukkah? He's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. So without your kal v'chaimah, but without your kal v'chaimah, all the Yidden, they didn't have the dalad mean and make a sukkah out of bamboos. And the middle, they sit in the sukkah. According to you, you made your kal v'chaimah, so if he doesn't have the dalad meaning, yeah, yoyishiva botel. This person will be able to sit outside of the sukkah. He's part of a sukkah because he doesn't have dalad meaning. So memele, so you see that even though it starts off with a chumrah, but if this chumrah will pater him from a mitzvah, so memele, so this chumrah is called a kula, it's not called a chumrah. So memele, so that's what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus had asked Akasha, if it said zochar alone, let's learn out, whenever he needs zochar and dreigenes is no good. Because we learn out from Elchin that the Etzah Zochan and Dreigenes is not good, so let's learn out Lechumre from, Oilo from Elchin. So Taisus answered, so what are you saying, Achumre, that Andreigenes is not good? So Melis is saying, Achumre, Gewaldik. But what's going to be if you can only find an Andreigenes? So without your Limut, he would bring an Andreigenes Al Kapon. Now according to your Limut, he doesn't have to bring anything. Else an Onus. So it comes out, your chumre will eventually lead to a kula. So that is why we have to be a reyes anoylad. So this is a din kula. So if it has a din kula, so then you can't learn out from Elchin. So mele, that's we need a special mia to be mamayit and roig. The whole dimyan of not having only an androgynous or not having dalad minim, the dimyan is not too similar. Over there is a potential kula which will come out from this chumah. She'im lo yimtzo dalad minim kol yimei suke. What'll be if a person doesn't find dalad minim? Nimtzo ha-mitzvah veres v'yev shela soysa. So that means this mitzvah, this man ha-mitzvah is mugbul. And if you're going to be magbul, the minei ha-mitzvah, so could come out, this chumre will come out, talk about the kakula. So this person will be part of a mitzvah sukkah. The epshilah, so you say, oh, that for the yim tzahachay came. So memele, that is a kula. Avol gabi kolbin, im einay moitze achshav el andreigenis. Now we can't find an andreigenis. Achaz man yim tzo. So later he could find. Later he could find a mean that is not an andreigenis. So this is called, that means now, let's learn out from Elchin, you don't need an extra person. Now we're telling him, don't bring an androgynous, that's a chumrah. You'll tell me, if I won't bring an androgynous now, so it comes out, I'll be potter from bringing an oila, and echte ketod, you're not potter from bringing an oila, you want one later, you'll find an animal that's not an androgynous, you'll bring the oila. But oid aimer Rebbe, bechlal it's no tzushtal. The who krod the hazochel gabi oilus nedava who dersi. Voloi gabi chayde. This whole pasuk is speaking about a nedava. That means, can you make a androgynous a nedava? Hilkech lo shayich hosam yeyoyshe vabotel kevin sheinu mechiyiv shum kob. That means he was magdish an androgynous, so it's not, it's no kula, so the hegdish isn't chal, period. You're not learning out any kulas. If there are chiyuvim already, which are chal, so memele you're saying, you're gonna come, you learn out a kula that because of this, he's potter from his chiyuv. There's no chiyuvim whatsoever by an oilus nadav. He was magdish and oilus nadav, and we said it wasn't chal. Hazochal v'loi tumtim v'adreikin. The Gemara darshins by Erchin that tumtum is not in Erchin of a zoch of an akeb. The bechayres bepeirik elo mumin omar somi mikan tumtum. The Gemara says over there that somi mikan tumtum. that we should make ois tumtum. We are not memayit tumtum by Erchin, from this pasuk of Hazocha. Why? This non-hosam. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. In the Mishnah, there is a three-way machlokes. If a person had a behemah, that had a b'chaya. So the Mishnah says as follows. Tumtum v'andreigenis, if this b'chaya was a tumtum v'andreigenis, ein sheichnim olav, lay b'migdash, v'lay b'medina. Now, the halacha is a b'chaya, is as follows. If the b'chaya is not a balmum, so you have to shecht it b'migdash, you have to bring it for a kol. If it's a balmum, then you don't bring it to the migdash, you shecht it b'medina. Now, if you have here a tumtum v'andreigenis, so I do not know b'chal if it is a b'chayr, if it's not a b'chayr. If it's a nekeve, so it's not a b'chayr. If it's a zocher, it's a b'chayr. So memeile state the Mishnah Zay. Halacha number one, tumtum v'adroigenes, ein sheichtem olav loy b'migdosh, maybe it's a nekeve. V'loy b'medine, maybe it's a zocher, so you have to bring it for a kol. That's the Tanakama. So the Tanakama holds that tumtum v'adroigenes is a reine sofik. That is a sofik zocher, sofik nekeve. Rabbi Shmuel Oyma ain mum godl mizeh. Rabbi Shmuel says, afilu, it is a zocha, but it is ichar a bal mum, a zocha that has the simoni nikeve ain mum godl mizeh. So the meila, so sheikh the mullah of the Medina. No problem. But hachamim aimrim, so what is it? Has a din of a zocha, a bal mum, not sheikh the Medina. But hachamim aimrim, ain a b'chayr, it's not a b'chayr. An androgynous is a barrier. Ela nigzas v'neva. Because the halacha is a b'chayr ba'al mum, even though it's muta lechel b'medina, but it's also b'gizah v'avoide. Tizbach v'loi gizah, it's muta b'shchite, but al kaponim, but it's also b'gizah, loisagiz b'chayr sherech, there's an isa gizah aflan a b'chayr ba'al mum. So memele, so but the chachamim say an androgynous is not a zocha; it's a berye b'fnei atzmoi. So memele ain a b'chayr ela nigzaz b'neva. Period. So here there are three way machlokes: if a androgynous a tumtum is a sofik zocha, sofik nekeve; if it is a zocha balmum, or it is a berye. V'amar b'gmore, amar Rav Chisda. Machloikis bandroigenis. This three-way machloikis is only by an androigenis. Avol tumtum. Divrei hakel sveikuhu. Vekodish misveik. Heistis. So Rav Chisda said that a tumtum is a poshete sofik zocha sofik nekeve. We have to make an operation to see klor if it's a zocha or nekeve. The vowel, everything is nistam, but al koponim, it's a tumtum is a reine sofik. So by a tumtum it's klor and sheichtem lebe migdash lebe medina. A tumtum, we don't have this three way machlokes. That's what Rav Chisda said. So an androgynous, we have a three way machlokes, but a tumtum is a reine sofik. Omalei elomi ato. Be'erchin ye'orech, if a tumtum is a sofik zocha, sofik nekeive, so'i bezoi, so there should be a din erchin, by a tumtum, alomer sanya hazocha, v'loi tumtum v'adroigenis. Why are we memayit tumtum? Umeshani, so Rav Chisda said, somi mikan tumtum. We are not takev memayit tumtum. You're not memayit tumtum from Erch. Umashme dehochi porich. Now Tosfos wants to explain what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Why, if tumtum is a sofik, vos is azoy shlecht if we're memayit a sofik? Umashme dehochi porich. Alom osan yehazochol veloy tumtum. Why did we learn that we memayit tumtum deki v'in da amre tesveike? It's the rechol and mutei sveike. So when the Gemara's kasha is, if it's a sofik zocha, sofik nekeve, so why do you need a posik to be memayit a sofik? That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the thing. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rav Chisda said that tumtum is a sofe. So it's the rechol and mutay sveik. You need a posuk to be mayit a sofe. Fregt doch toisnes o my kasha. What's wrong about being mayit a sofe? And now Tosfos explains, there's a Gemara there that the Gemara says, Klor Yitzchak Kol Amayit Sveike. But Tosfos says as though, the Bishloime Behi Sugid La'el Doho Sampoich Gabi Androgynous Yitzchak Kol Amutei Sveike. By Androgynous, the Gemara wanted to say, if you'll tell me that Androgynous is a Sofik Zoch, a Sofik Nekeve. So there the Gemara is Shapir Porach. There it's a Geshmak Yekashe. Why? Sherei ein svore loimer shiye sofik leposik. That means, to us, we could have our sveikis. But what an androgynous is, the Rabbi Shalom Zicha knows what it is. The vadai borur le mikre, the posik Zicha knows, im huzocher ein ekeide. The posik Zicha knows what din an androgynous is. That's a sofik and din. Vimu emes shaposek chosh vayzocho. So now, if the Torah holds that an androgynous is a zocho, lama yimatenu, it's the chkola mutay sveike. The Torah knew that it's a zocho. Shelo yei kodesh lo ilo. That was the Gemara's kasha. If androgynous is a sofik, so you'll need a posik to tell me you wouldn't bring an androgynous lo ilo. If it's So by androgynous, which is only a sofik mitzada halacha, that means androgynous can be clowned for halacha, what din does it have? But such a sofik, the Torah zicha doesn't have, the Torah knew the halacha. So there, by an androgynous, which is a sofik in halacha, we could ask Akasha, the Torah will not have a sofik. Either it's a zocha, or it's an akeve. So if it's a zocha, you shouldn't be mamayit, if it's an akeve, you don't need a meat. Let us see the Bach skills. Ela tumtum, the yesh loimer, she'ein ha-mikra choshvoi, v'loi zocha, v'loi nekeve. Tumtum, there's no menum. Why? Sheyesh mehem zecharim, veyesh mehem nekeves. A tumtum is a metziyif, that each one tumtum could be a zocha, and one tumtum could be a nekeve. So in mele, vechi hai gavne, shayech shaper lemikro lemaitoi. So in mele, a tumtum, there's no klal. Each tumtum is different. So memele, now I have a tumtum in front of me. So a klara sofik, l'gabi erchen, what din does it have? So I could ask a kasha, itzter kol amayit sveike, fakel. Since a tumtum is a sofik of der welt, kol zman you weren't kereya, the tumtum it's a sofik, so could be there are dinei sofik. Since a tumtum is a chefza of sofik, we don't know what a tumtum is, and there's no generality what a tumtum is. We have a similar meat by ma'isa behemet. The same peik basra the pchayres. Umaisa lo bepeik kam the bo metziyah. Kofatz echad min amenuyim l'soichon. You had by Maisa Behema, you had that the Behemas were walking out of the deer. That they were walking out one after the other. In Kofatz echad min amenuyim. And now one that walked out, everybody that was counted, jumped back into the deer. So Memela, so now we're in hot water. Why are we in hot water? Because let's say we started counting 1, 2, 3. Now one of the three jump back. Now when it starts walking out a fourth animal, so mamela we have a sofik, is this the fourth or is this the third? I don't know. Is this the moni that just walked out before, so still up to number 3? So when it'll come to 10, I won't know if I'm up to 9 or up to 10. So the loch is kovet echem na menuyim l'seichon kulom pturim, the old pot, the mefarish osam taimim. So we see the amiyutim. That means even though klapish maye galye, the Rebbe Shalom knows if it what number we're up to. But since on this world we don't know, so the Torah gave halachis for us. Us and our ignorance is a din. There's no din ma'isa by a siri sofik. V'chein b'negoyim sofik b'heres kodmo l'sei olovon. A b'heres is a negatome. If a sei olovon grew after he had the b'heres, so me'mele, so he's tome. A sei olovon kodmo l'b'heres, so he's toyo. What if we don't know which came first? So me'mele, so that we have an afkalom b'shili m'seches nozir, d'toyer, mid'rsiv l'taroy oy l'tamoy. She'posach ha'kosev t'chila b'taroy. So me'mele, so now we'll stop here, but Taisus has a kasha. Taisus has, the Gemara asks, according to Rav Chisda that holds, that a tumtum is a sofik, it's the recholem u'tei sofik. Fektach Taisus, why not? Bishlame by androgen is passed as a kasha tzefregen, because there the miut is, the Rabbi Nishlam knew what an androgen is. Mele there, you don't need a miut. Either it's a zocha, so it should be good. If it's not a zocha, you don't need a posik. But here, this since is a heftza of sofik atumtum, and we are in the matzav of ignorance, so could be very well here, the Torah was mamayit sofik, just like the Torah was mayit sofik, by Kofetz Echem in Amenuyim, and Sofi Kodme say a love, and Beheres, or Beheres will say a love.